Many years ago, I had a 15-year-old patient who carved her name into her arm with a razor blade. It was just deep enough to do the job, but not deep enough to kill her. She came into my office with long sleeves during a hot summer day so I would know something was off. When telling me about it, she described the blood coming out as all my pain leaving my body. It was such a relief, and it was mine. A good hurt. Now, why did she carve her name? She said she did that because it gave her control. No one can take her name away. Does cutting up her arm really make the pain go away? The real pain? And what is the real pain? Her dad physically abused this young woman, and she didn't want to think about it. She used recreational drugs, which helped to numb her pain. Her friends cut, and it was popular. Celebrities who have admitted engaging in cutting or other self-abusive behavior include Princess Diana, Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp, and Christina Ricci. The most common types of self-injury behaviors are cutting, branding, which is burning oneself with a hot object, picking at the skin or reopening wounds, often to the extent that damage is caused, which relieves stress or is gratifying, hair pulling, called trichotillomania, which is an impulse control disorder and looks like a habit. The person has this irresistible urge to pull hair out from any part of their body. I had a patient who throughout the session pulled hairs out of her head one at a time. She had a bald spot. Hitting oneself or bone breaking, for example, is another. Multiple piercing or tattoos can be an example, but only if the pain or stress endured is a relief factor. Suicide is usually not the goal, although the behavior can sometimes cause death. Self-injury occurs because it is a poorly learned coping mechanism to communicate feelings and to self-soothe. Here are some examples of what patients have said about why and what they feel. It expresses emotional pain I can't put into words. I can have control over my body because I can't control anything else in my life. I'm numb. At least if I feel pain, it's better than nothing. I feel less anxious after I cut. Okay, now you know what it is. So what do you do if you know someone who engages in this behavior? If you are a friend of someone, know you may lose this friend. However, being a friend is being responsible. Talk to him or her about getting treatment. You cannot support this behavior, and this won't be easy. Notify the parents or someone who is an adult who can help get this person to treatment if the person is a minor. If you're the person engaging in self-injurious behavior, know it is an addictive behavior. You're not sick and you're not insane. You just never learned positive ways to deal with feelings and emotions for various reasons. It will take time to change, and it's a process that a trained psychotherapist can help you with. Know you are not alone and you won't be judged. Unfortunately, self-injury is a common problem. About 2 to 3 million Americans self-injure, and the majority are women between 13 and 30. If you'd like more information on books to read, you can call me at 559-8420. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.